Genesis 14. In those days, Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goyim, went to war against Bera, king of Sodom, Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. The latter five came as allies to the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. For 12 years they had been subject to Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him went out and defeated the Rephaites in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, the Zuzites in Ham, the Emites in Sheva-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in the area of Mount Seir, as far as El-Paran, which is near the desert. Then they turned back to invade En-Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and they conquered the whole territory of the Amalekites, as well as the Amorites who lived in Hazazon-Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Admah, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar, marched out and arrayed themselves for battle in the valley of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goyim, Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some men fell into the pits, but the survivors fled to the hill country. The 4 kings seized all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food, and they went on their way. They also carried off Abram's nephew Lot and his possessions, since Lot was living in Sodom. Then an escapee came and reported this to Abram the Hebrew. Now Abram was living near the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, a brother of Eshcol and Aner, all of whom were bound by treaty to Abram. And when Abram heard that his relative had been captured, he mobilized the 318 trained men born in his household, and they set out in pursuit as far as Dan. During the night, Abram divided his forces and routed Chedorlaomer's army, pursuing them as far as Hobah, north of Damascus. He retrieved all the goods, as well as his relative Lot and his possessions, together with the women and the rest of the people. After Abram returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings allied with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him in the valley of Sheva, that is, the king's valley. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, since he was priest of God Most High. And he blessed Abram and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Then Abram gave Melchizedek 1/10 of everything. The king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, but take the goods for yourself." But Abram replied to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High, creator of heaven and earth, that I will not accept even a thread or a strap of a sandal or anything that belongs to you, lest you should say, 'I have made Abram rich.' I will accept nothing but what my men have eaten and the share for the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. They may take their portion."